Chapter 5. Down in the parlour again, there are roughly 50 girls assembled, all in their velvet capes. Night rolls in, bathing the room in a purplish light. Murmuring voices, broken by the occasional giggle or laugh, echo off the low ceilings and fall around me like glass. A tolling church bell announces that it's time to leave the school and walk the half mile or so up the hill to the chapel. I steal a quick look to see if I can find some girls my age. Huddled together at the front of the line are a handful of girls who look to be about 16 or 17. They stand, heads together in conference, laughing over some private joke. One of them is incredibly beautiful, with dark brown hair and an ivory face that could be from a cameo pin. She's possibly the loveliest girl I've ever seen. There are three others who all seem somewhat alike. Aristocratic noses, well-groomed, with an expensive comb or brooch to distinguish them and flaunt their position. One girl catches my eye. She seems different from the others. Her white, blonde hair is arranged neatly in a bun, as young ladies must wear their hair, but even so, it seems a bit wild, as if the pins won't really hold it. Arched eyebrows frame small, grey eyes, in a face so pale it's almost the colour of opals. She's amused at something, and she tosses her head back and laughs fully, without trying to stifle it. Even though the dark-haired girl is perfect and lovely, it's the blonde who gets the attention of everyone in the room. She's clearly the leader. Mrs. Nightwing claps her hands, and the murmuring dies out in ripples.
"Girls, I'd like you to meet the newest student of Spence Academy. This is Gemma Doyle. Miss Doyle is joining us from Shropshire, and will be in first class."